USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're still searching for missing people in the western states as wildfires continue to burn. 27 people so far have lost their lives. KOIN-TV's Lindsay Nadrich is in Portland, Oregon.
Thousands of homes are still under Level 2 and Level 3 evacuation orders in Marion County. Sarah Bronson's home is one of them.
Seeing the stuff that's been going on and all of it burning down is very scary, and knowing people have lost lives and homes. The car's loaded so that the important paperwork and blankets and clothes for a couple of days at least, because we don't know what will happen.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Over 7,700 wildfires. This contrast to last year, where we had 4,900 wildfires and 118,000 acres burned. 26 times more acreage burned this year.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The nation's biggest bank has been caught in a COVID-19 fraud scheme. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
JPMorgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of JPMorgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, the Buckeye State is searching for a new health director. Details now from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
Joan Duvey was appointed Ohio's new health director by Governor Mike DeWine, but she backed out, citing harassment of her predecessor playing a role in her decision. Duvey, who has been serving as South Carolina's public health director, told the state newspaper Friday that conversations in which she learned about the difficulties faced by predecessor Amy Acton led her to ultimately reject the job in her home state. The Washington Post reports that public health workers around the country have faced a wave of protests in addition to political pressure since the pandemic had prompted widespread shutdowns. Acton had earned praise for her calm, stern approach, but that praise was followed by scorn, protests, and challenges to her authority. She ultimately left the post in June. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In the Middle East, President Trump is saying there is now a historic deal between Bahrain and Israel. Palestinian diplomat Saeed Erekat says the president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are lying as they simply try to win election points.
There was never a war between Bahrain and Israel. There was never a war between Emirates and Israel. The real conflict is a Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and that's what needs to be solved.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.